Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
One of the owners of Vow and Declare, Jeff Corrigan. Morning to you, Jeff.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going, mate?
Well, I'm going all right. Did you have a big party?
Well, we had a big party back at a South Melbourne pub called O'Connell's. We had a wonderful time there, nice and low-key, and looked after strangers walking past, coming getting photographs with a cup. but went to bed about 9:30, mate, because I was just exhausted from the emotion of the day.
Yeah, understand. Gee, that is early. That's the earliest for a Melbourne Cup owner for some time. I'm tipping you 9:30 on a Tuesday night.
Oh, well, we were just
tired,
totally gone, mate. And just
yeah. You've woken up. You've had a good night's sleep and you've woken up. Can you still believe it?
No, it still seems a bit surreal. We knew we had a good stayer when he won in Brisbane, and we knew he'd run the distance. I got a bit of a surprise when Craig went to the front, but it was a winning move. You know, nothing came from behind, and he did all the hard work. He hit the front at 400, dragged the whole of the field up. Denny said the bump that he got, or Craig Williams said the bump that he got was the making of him. He just resented the bump and stuck his head out, and there we are. So it was fantastic.
Jeff, you got the honour of standing up and making the speech at the ceremony after winning. You announced there that there's going to be a special donation. Can you tell our listeners a bit more about that?
Yeah, well, Andrew, if you've ever had anyone involved with Alzheimer's or dementia, it's an invidious, terrible disease. My dad had it for the last 10 or 15 years of his life, and it was you wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy. My other good friend, Grant McBride, who was responsible for the colours that we wore yesterday, because in a charity race day at charity race night on Miracle Mile night, I think about 10 years ago, Grant had white body with orange sleeves, and I had orange sleeves with a orange body with a white sleeve. And we had this charity race, and I always thought they'd be wonderful colours. And then I was determined to give something if we won. And then on Friday, a good friend of ours, Kim Keynes, who had early onset dementia, and that disguised some of her other health problems. And so Sue and I vowed that if we won, we'd certainly give something to try and help people in research into dementia. So Dementia Australia getting $50,000. We'll be down next week to pick up the cup and take it and get a photograph with it. And we feel that we've always been, if you're lucky in life, I always tell my kids, if you're lucky in life, you should try and give something back. So this is just Sue and my small way of doing something out of the racing industry.
Yeah, no, great thing. There's a heap of different owners. 12 months ago today, we lost a very special girl called Lily Nolan, who was Basil Jr.'s daughter, and we lost her 12 months ago today, and I know one of the owners used to teach her at school.
Anthony Lansky, that would have been, I imagine, or Bob Leach. I think there are two teachers in the group.
Yep.
So, yeah, it would have been one of those up in Queensland.
Yep.
Yeah. I met Nolan last night from Nolan Meat, so I don't know whether he was from up that way somewhere. So
yeah, could have been LinkedIn, but no, there might have been some divine intervention there as well from Lily 12 months on. We're thinking of the Nolan family today. What's the movement today? Have we got another big luncheon on?
No, Andrew. In fact, I'm just driving to see the horse, and then I'll be onto a plane. I've got my first ever grandparents' day with my granddaughters up at Benalla State Primary School in Queensland tomorrow, and I promised her that I'd be up to that. So we're going to a grandparents' day.
Well, you should be very proud, because you're now going to be introduced as Melbourne Cup winning owners. So it's great for them. Jeff, congratulations to all. It is a remarkable story for any horse to come through, but to win a Melbourne Cup and win it in the fashion that it did, that surge the last 50 metres, I think everyone wants to have that surge at one point of your life, because he was just marvellous when he was right under the pump. He still had a kick at the end of 2 mile.
Exactly, mate. He was so happy and proud.
Yeah. Good on you, Jeff. Thanks for sparing a few minutes.
Thank you, Andrew.